Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Wet, wet,
girl, you crazy. But goddamn it, that pussy a bite. And I can't stop fucking with you.
Yeah.
And I can't stop fucking with you.
Girl, I'm just saying.
No pretension at all.
We've been riding too long, you.
Time I come through, we fightin' and fuckin' again.
Yeah.
Levels on 10,
tell you the truth.
The thrill of this shit,
yeah.
I love and hate it. The sex is the shit, but
girl,
you
crazy.
But goddamn it, that pussy a bite. And I can't stop fuckin' with you.
Yeah.
And I can't stop fuckin' with you.
We've been riding too long,
you made it.
And I can't stop fucking with you. And I can't stop fucking with you.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it like that. We fall off the get right back. You single, but you take on. Could be the next one, and you know that's fact. And I know that you know you got that good. Ain't no doubt that you would ride for me. But can we get consistency? But girl, you crazy, yeah.
But goddamn it, that pussy a bite.
And I can't stop fucking with you. And I can't stop fucking with you.
Girl, I'm just saying.
No protection at all.
We've been riding.
Definitely sexy, adult conversation. You know how I do it. You know what it is, Wet Wednesday, not slow, definitely sexy, interactive radio, 424-243-9649. We going to get into the adult thing tonight. You dig? I even got a co-host with me tonight. She goes by the name of Jazzy B. Say hello, mama.
Hey, what's happening? It's your girl, Jazzy B.
That's what's up. Had to bring some, you know, that woman elegance to the show tonight. you know, I mean, don't get it wrong. I'm sexy all by myself, but I figured, hey, tonight we're going to have to do it the right way. You feel me? All right, so we do have some sexy adult conversation for them tonight, and you're running the topics tonight. So what we going to talk about? Just put it out there. We're going to play some music, let people warm up and get their head right. Oops, no pun intended. But let's see what we're going to talk about tonight on Wet Wet Wednesday. Hello.
Hey, on Wet Wet Wednesday tonight, we're going to be talking about what makes a man or woman sexy to you.
Yeah, what is it that makes somebody sexy? Y'all got to think about it. Their eyes, their swagger. I mean, it could be a lot of things, but what is it that makes somebody sexy to you? So all right, we're going to talk about it. Like I said, you know the number, 424-243-9649. I got Jazzy B with me tonight. We're going to get it in. Let me see. I'm trying to find some more of this hot new music for y'all. I'm trying to find this Jay Rain right quick because, you know, I'm not going to start off all super slow and then speed it up and then super slow. Let me just stop. Look, I'm just doing too much. Check it out, y'all. Coming up next, I got Jay Rain, Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesdays, coming to y'all live from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Atlanta. You dig? So, all right, here you go. Jay Rain is called Spend My Life. Ooh-wee music. Couples only.
Some men looking for a bedroom, and some men looking for a lady. Other niggas on they grind, but a lot of y'all out here hating. And a lot of these girls be tripping, thinking he won't treat you right. All it takes is for the right one, and he gon' change his life. So I met this girl, about 5'3", with pretty brown eyes, smile on fleek. She's sexy, independent, keep it real and classy. That's when I knew she was the one for me. She just like Montana, fell in love so instantly. Wanna hold her close to me, never let her go, my favorite weed. She just like Montana, she makes my life complete. Shorty ride, hold it down for me, and she knows I ain't never gonna leave. I'm saying, ooh, 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 I just wanna spend my life with, spend my life with you. Ooh, 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 I just wanna spend my life with, spend my life with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. That girl. Nobody ever gon' take your place.
No.
The way you ride for me, hold it down, girl, it's like none other.
Uh-huh.
These hoes be stepping, but I be like, get out my face. They can never be you. I gotta watch your. The way you make me feel,
it don't get better than you say.
It's all about me and you and the things we do.
Yeah.
And I know we've been through
so much. And the most of you.
Pretty brown eyes, smile on fleek.
She's sexy, independent, keep it real and classy.
That's when I knew she was the one for me.
She looks like my China,
oh yeah.
I'm so insanely, wanna hold her close to me.
Yeah,
my favorite tree.
She's just like my China.
She makes my life complete.
looks like Miss Electrifying Kim, Jungle Love, look out, look out. Oh, 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 looks like she's tuning in too. Like I said, it's not all slow, definitely sexy. Get ready to join us for our adult conversation in just a little bit. We're talking about what makes somebody sexy to you. You dig? New Trey Songz is called She's Loving It.
She didn't wanna be loved. I said, why the hell are you here? She said tonight she don't wanna be touched. And if that's the truth, why it's so
open up the lines right after this.
My crew, your crew, we're gonna make this do what it do. Maybe you'll sleep.
Baby, I feel as if something's coming over me. See, lately I can't resist. Every time you talk to me, I'm like caught up in your words, you see. I just can't deny.
When I'm with you, baby. When you finally get it right, finally get it right. just knew you met the right one. Go ahead, you can smile, you can be happy again. Cause when it's all said and done, remember one thing, finally got it right.
Dance, you dig? Some people like dancing up close. I think it's sexy when you step, you dig? I don't know if y'all into that, but I think it's sexy when you step. So I got Jazzy B, my music club Tennessee, with me tonight, and also I got, looks like Miss Electrifying Kim. Jungle Love, look out. Whoa, we oh, we oh. What's good, Kim?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm tired. I'm tired of about 20 motherfuckers going to the electric chair. I'm tired.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Well, you know, hopefully we can put a little pep in your step a little bit tonight, you dig, on the West Wednesday.
I appreciate that, but, you know, it's only 24 hours in a day, bruh. I pull 25 and a half hours in 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah,
damn, I don't know what to say.
Like, you are so silly. I'm usually fired up or whatever, but no, I'm not. My brain is tired. And then I just remember, like, bing, it's 9:06. Mm-hmm. Call the show.
Right.
Ever since we had the reunion, I've been working. I've been at work nonstop. So,
okay.
Yeah, doing like 13-hour shifts, 12-hour shifts, 13-and-a-half-hour shifts. You know what I mean? My brain is tired. My body is tired, too. But I say I could sleep when I'm dead. So how y'all doing?
All right. All right. Before you make everybody else want to go lay down and take a nap right along with you, you dig? We'll go ahead and get into the sexy part of the show. You know, you tuned in right as we get ready to get to the sexy conversation here. But I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Jazzy B go ahead and let her talk, set up what we're talking about tonight. So what are we talking about?
Oh, yes. We are talking about what makes a man or a woman sexy to you. That is our topic for tonight.
What makes a man or woman sexy to you? That's a damn good question within itself. I mean, what is sexiness? I mean, I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but I mean, really, what is sexiness? Because I've seen some pretty people, and I'm not sexually attracted to them.
Yeah, I agree.
It all depends on what it is that floats your boat. You know, for some people, it may be like, okay, well, she got little feet. For some people, it may be that she's on her shit. For, you know, for women, it could be that he's on his shit. You know, it could be some looks, the way he smelled when he walked by her. You know, that's what starts it. So that smell that he might have had, it could be sexy. And, you know, like, oh, wait, hold on now. What happened? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right,
it could
right.
be
so
like
little
bow legs.
Ooh, ooh, they used to get me back in the day. I'm not gonna lie. It looked like you rocked a big ass horse in this muffler. They used to get me back in the day. Yeah. Bow legs.
Mm. Look, or standing on the back of your legs with the flamingo legs. Miss G, how much G stand? But to see that on a man. Don't laugh. Okay, say y'all ain't never seen Miss G stand. When she stand on the back of her legs, to see a man's legs do that.
Okay, just to put it in, just to put the vision in the people out there that may not know what she's talking about. Y'all remember when y'all used to be in junior high and the girls used to stand there and their legs used to bend all the way back. And you, I don't know what they thought was sexy back then, you know, but you, I, if you know what we're talking about, we know, you know what we're talking about, but yeah, it's a little different. It is a little cute, though. I don't know what it is. It's a little cute. I don't know what it is with the little funny shaped women that I like, but yeah, it's a little cute, though. I
okay, it's like
cute.
If when you see a flamingo stand up, when a flamingo really stands, their knees like go to the back. That's how some people's
yeah.
legs are. You know, it's like bent back
like
a little bit. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look,
okay, so.
Look, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you going to. You know what? You are
was
so wrong
song?
Because I was just.
Was that too soon?
It was. I was just told that my cousin had to have his toes, like all his toes amputated. Yeah, you know I mean.
Oh.
So, yeah, that was real bad timing. That was the best.
Oh no! How you gonna get in the bed with no pizza toe? Oh man, damn!
You know what, monster?
Oh,
you know what?
Wow.
Look, you know what? You know what?
What?
And what? This is how come I do not call in on a regular basis. I can't be on the phone with you all the time. You know, I can't. I cannot.
Hey,
I can't do it.
I mean, Kim, come on, keep it real. How you gonna call here and talk about ain't got no toes, getting in the bed, trying to be sexy? No.
We live, y'all. We live.
Only on live radio. I mean, let a woman get in my bed with no motherfucking toes, look like she got a knee on her ankle. No, baby.
Like,
no,
hold on. What the fuck is that? Is that a nub rubbing on me? Look here, Stumpy. You better go on. Brandon Stumpy. Oh, Lord, forgive me for that, Jesus. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, hold on. Back to get on the topic. Here's something
oh,
that I
God.
Think is sexy. Yeah. Here's something I think is, I think the way a woman walks, it is, I love... Like I'm not talking about, you know, when the woman walks by and she see you looking or she's trying to get your attention and she starts switching. No, I'm talking about that's just her walk. It is. She just walks. It's just like,
yeah.
Hello, how you doing? Hello,
mm-hmm.
How you doing? Hello.
Yeah.
You dig?
The sachet.
You know,
that's what that one
yeah,
is.
And I think what it really comes down to, I've seen the science behind it. They say women that walk like that, some of the women that are like more like screamers, or they more get into sex a little bit more, or more than the average woman.
Wait.
So, yeah, when I see you walking like that, wham, hello, how you doing? Hello, how you doing? I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine. You did? So, yeah, a woman walk definitely get me every time.
You know what? My mom and my sister, they say that when I put on my heels, that I got this walk. And I'm like, well, what kind of walk is it? They're like, girl, you know what the hell you doing? I was like, you sure right. I got on the motherfucking heels. Like they said, it accentuates shit. Fuck it. I got on my heels and I'm going to throw on a walk that you ain't going to ever forget. But I be minding my business when I do it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I real talk. Monster, you see me. Right, you seen the shoes that I have, Monster, you know, so it's not a game when I say that now. But, okay, hold on, because, yeah, I look at women's walks, too, even though I'm a woman, I look at women walks, you know, I look at the Uranus, and if a woman got an ass on her with a walk to match the ass, I'm like, walk, bitch, and, you know, when you say it, you got to snap your finger with it, you know what I mean, just a little bit. And yeah, like damn, she got ass, or you know, go on, girl. Huh?
Right.
You know,
okay.
You give props where props is due, and if they got it, then they got it. They can't help that they got it. Shit. So work it. Who is it, Miss D's right. on the phone? What's your name, honey bun?
No.
Jazzy B.
Okay. Daddy-o. Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Oh, girl, I'm doing. You know what I mean? I'm doing. I don't want. Look, okay, you might not never talk to me again in life. Don't think that I'm crazy, because I'm not. I'm really, really like unleashing, unwinding. And too bad it's not like Karma, Karma Cafe right now, because I need a monster. I need it in my life, Jesus.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
Jazzy, back
cool.
to the sexiness.
Cool. Launcher took her medication.
Oh my God.
Really? Hold on a second. So let's go ahead and talk about, you know, men. I mean, what's sexy about a man? I started with you this time, Jazzy. I mean, what is it sexy about a man?
I think it's sexy to watch men who love to work with their hands and get their hands dirty. Fix cars, work. They got to be working on something, engineering something, anything. Just watching a man work is the sexiest shit ever.
Okay. That's what's up. You gonna make a lot of motherfuckers out there. Just go get a job. You dig? Yeah, that is definitely a turn on. Like, you know what I mean? I think, you know, kind of, you know, knowing somebody that's doing something. You know what I mean? Got a dream. That's out there, dream that's ambitious. You know, you don't like to be with somebody that just sit around all day, ain't doing shit, expect you to do
right.
it all. You know what I mean?
You done
like,
been at work
my,
all
my,
day, and he wants you to come home and get to cooking dinner and cleaning the house. It's like you've been home for 8 whole hours, and you couldn't do nothing?
Right. Oh, and another thing. That's
come home?
A man that can cook. That shit's sexy, too. I'm just saying.
Look, girl, I'm air high five. I'm high fiving your ass from St. Cloud. You heard me? You know, I can cook, but it ain't nothing like coming home to some home cooked shit, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have my bath water ran with a couple bubbles or something in it with a couple of the cat shit. Girl, don't get me started. You know, honestly. What she's saying, though, I can feel that. A man that cooks, one that works with his hands, you know, if he's cooking, he's working with his hands, dead ill. And then one that can actually stimulate your mind, or stimulate my mind, I will say.
Yes.
Stimulate the body is nothing. To stimulate the mind, it takes some
it's
work because, right, you get to talking and you get to making love to that mind. The heart and the ass is gonna follow after that.
Follow, you damn skippy. You're fucking right.
Miss Kim talks shit, but Miss Kim also talked the real shit too. You take
fucking
from
right.
what I say whatever you want, but that is the truth, at least in my eyes.
Yeah.
You mind fuck somebody. You fuck them so motherfucking good in the brain. They motherfucker every time their phone go off, they be like, is that them?
Yo.
Oh, my mama done did it.
Absolutely right.
Real talk, on my mama done did it. So I know what, as far as like that part, Ms. B, because that's what I'm going to call you, Ms. B, I am the urban therapist. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I got a file with E-Monster. Because we lie.
Yeah.
We lie.
Hey, y'all
but,
right on them words,
ahead,
though. Yep, y'all right on them words. Because I tell you, because I seen some ugly-ass dude with some fine-ass girls. And I'd be like, bro, I don't know what it took you to say to get hurt. But you all said the right motherfucking thing. You know?
For real, but
it'd be that
intellectual conversation that turn you on the most though.
That is what will get some juices. You, how about this? Case in point, look at all them dudes up in the penitentiaries. They be in the penitentiaries, but have these girls that's on the turf. Fighting and acting fucking stupid and shit. You know what I'm saying? So they mind fucking them. You know what I mean? They find that shit sexy. You know, whatever. They fucking, they brains good. These motherfuckers be having ever loving life up in there, but they still have these women that want them. Oh my God. You know, I'm not doing this with y'all. I'm not. I can't do this with y'all.
You 100. I've met women that say they finna get married to dudes in jail and she ain't never met him on the outside. I'll be like, what?
Look.
What the fuck is she telling you?
You know what? Lock up MSNBC. Up MSNBC. I seen the shit on there. This one when it got one brother's name tattooed on him, married his ass up in there, nervous, shaking worse than Don Knotts in these leaves and shit. And then next thing you know, he get out. They end up getting divorced. She turn around and go get with his brother, get his name covered up, and marries him. So they doing some serious sexy mind fucking up in there, baby. And she looked like,
Well, I'm going to slap another song. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more. You're going to have to get me one of these little jailhouse books or do me a term or something. They got it like that. I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside. I'm getting treated bad as hell.
Yeah.
Might
have to call nothing
but a towel.
Your money put on these books. Yeah. We live. For real.
Little pumps with the red bottoms. I like it when you wear them tiny jeans that fit your curves so nicely, baby. That excites me. I'm a sucker for a short skirt, girl. To see your legs when you walk across the room, it almost hurts, girl. And I love your accessories, handbag, jewelry, makeup, all this like Maybelline. I realize it. Fresh out the shower.
Take it off. Just the way you are.
Nothing but a towel on. Skin is still wet. Even if I'm upset, can't say no. Nothing but a towel on. About to get stretched up. No part of your body will be left out. Nothing but a towel on. Now I can't take my eyes off you.
And it's always escaping. Oh, like a
precious jewel with no price tag and hold. Like waterfalls coming down on me and a hold. Like a tidal wave coming from the sea and a hold. Like a favorite scene in a big movie.
You wanna know how I feel? Just like that, just like that.
Whoa.
Just like that,
if you wanna know,
wanna know how I feel, whoa, just like that, whoa, just like that,
just like
that.
Speaks its first words and a whole, like an uplifting song, the first time heard and a whole, like a shelter when the storm gets rough and a whole, like a mountaintop from the bottom up and a whole, like an expensive suite at the best hotel and a whole. Like a work of art when it's unveiled.
Oh, you wanna know how I feel? Oh, just like that, just like
that.
You wanna know how I feel?
Oh,
just like that, just like that.
If you wanna know,
you wanna know how I feel? Just like that, just like
just
that,
just like that. Skies on a summer day and a whole, like sitting close in a small cafe and a whole, like making love to someone you love and a whole, like breaking up then making up and a whole, like a warm embrace when you come around and a whole, like the sweetest words when you're feeling down and a whole, like lost inside of a masquerade and a whole, like a celebration in a big parade and a whole, like a secret told to the one you trust and a whole, like kissing you in an all-white tub.
Yeah, you're in the middle of Splash Mix on Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesdays. I got one more track to go, and then we're going to open up the lines. These ladies are lit tonight, I'm just saying. Check it out. This is some new Mac Wild. This is called Go Crazy. I love it when a lady just whispers to me.
Hey, it's me, Nikki. I know you're probably at the studio right now, but it was just... I can't do anything but think about you right now. I'm in this house all alone. I was just wishing that you were here right now. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna leave this voicemail for you right now, and you're probably not gonna wanna play this for your voice.
Thank you.
Girl, I'm trying to give you what you want, 'cause you got what I need. Come a little closer, please. You got me feeling for red, hoping these feelings turn real. Show me, yeah. Little lady, don't you play with it.
Girl, I'm trying to hit it.
All I'm trying to say is,
turn the lights off, girl, I'm gonna make you go crazy. No backdrops, just back shots out. Moving that thing like that, don't fuck around and make us look bad. Sweet satisfaction. She says you ain't good, she true to this.
Talk shit in the meantime, play games like it's tea time. Till I came around and hit you with this motherfucking D-line.
I'll keep playing, girl, I promise I'ma make you go crazy. Go crazy, baby.
Talk so vicious, your body missed this. Up top look proper, but ass on young delicious. And I'm kissing my way around all your spots. Scream till they call the cops. Tell me would you like to stop?
I'll tell you what you want from me.
A good time, fuck around and fuck about two times. Two times, two times, two.
Can I give you all of me?
Hold up before I shoot the stove up. Pull up, 'cause you know I'm finna blow up.
Turn the lights off, girl, I'm finna make you go crazy. No backdrops, just back shots out. Moving that thing like that, don't fuck around and make us look bad. Sweet satisfaction. She says you ain't good at this, you true to this.
Talk shit in the meantime, play games like it's tea time. Till I came around and hit you with this motherfucking D-line.
I'll playing, girl, I promise I'ma make you go crazy. Go crazy, baby.
Damn, daddy, I wanna kiss you, baby. First, I wanna kiss you on your neck. Kiss you real slow.
Talk to me, baby. Wet Wednesday.
Turn the lights off, girl, I'm gonna make you go crazy. No backdrops, just back shots out. Moving that thing like that, gon' fuck around and make us sit back. Sweet satisfaction. She says you ain't new to this, you true to this.
Talk shit in the meantime, play games like it's tea time. Till I came around and hit you with this motherfucking D-line.
Ow. Keep playing, girl, I promise I'ma make you go crazy. Go crazy, baby. Go crazy, baby.
Like that.
Go crazy, baby.
Got you going crazy. Got you going crazy. Girl, you going crazy. Got you going crazy,
baby.
So crazy, got you going crazy.
Go crazy, baby.
Okay, then.
I'm done.
Wet Wednesday. So, all right, that's that new Mac Wilds. Yeah. So, all right, Monsters Radio, this is what it is. All right, so I got the ladies with me. I got Jazzy B. I got Mr. Electrifying Kim. Jungle Love, look out. Whoa-wee-oh-wee-oh. So we're talking about, you know, what makes somebody sexy to you? You dig? We just talked about ladies, talk about men, we talk about bow legs, we talk about all kinds of things. You dig? And make sure you stay tuned. Up coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to start doing around here our sexy pick. You dig? Jazzy B, she sent me a song. That's going to be our first edition. So we're going to have our Jazzy B sexy pick. So next week, Kim, you're going to have to pick a song, whether you send it in or pick it something we got. And I got to pick a song as well. So, you know what I mean? We'll start doing our sexy picks for the night. But we'll get back over here talking about, you know, what makes people sexy. Is there some more things you ladies can think of that make somebody sexy?
A man that actually acts like a man and don't have so much girl in him.
Ooh,
or maybe
ooh,
that's just
okay.
Me.
Can you explain?
Are you sure you want that?
Yeah. Yeah, because that, hey, that's an issue. I even got issues with that. Some of these men be out acting like little 13-year-old girls.
Bitches.
Running behind, throwing salt on another man because y'all finna try to bump the same girl. Whatever, dog. That's where Dame T's game. If he gets her, he gets her. You ain't supposed to back talk
right.
And do all that backlashing and, oh, he do this, and, oh, I seen this on his page, and, oh, I seen him in a group, and he liked the girl's pic. Get the fuck out of here. Who does that? That's not grown, man. I even know the ladies, they don't think that's sexy for real. Anyway, look, I done gotten my feelings. Go ahead, Kim. This is your point. Please explain.
It's like what you said. You know, I have, like, my friends or fans or whatever you want to call them. And all of a sudden, you know, once somebody decides they want to comment, then my phone want to go to blowing up. Well, who is that? Well, why the fuck is you worried about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you serious? It's Facebook or it's Instagram or it's, okay, somebody is looking at me. Or somebody is looking at you. No, I'm not going to snap out if somebody is looking at you. I'm not going to snap out if somebody's commenting on something of yours because I don't want somebody that don't nobody else want. I want somebody that knows other people want him, but he got sense enough to know when he's at home, you don't go playing outside in the sandbox because you got a big old girl on your hands.
Straight up. But hey, you dig? Hey, that's 100 though. You dig? I seen that on one. A dude did an interview with us one time, and he said that. You know what I mean? He said, you know, you got to take care of yourself and dial out, be about something, because I don't want nobody that don't nobody else want. You dig?
Right.
That is sexy.
Right.
You dig? Especially if you know that person is loyal to you, and all them other people be drooling
exactly.
behind you, be like, ha ha.
Uh-huh. Right, but like, you know what, you know what I got over here? Yeah, like, he sure do look good over there, don't he? Sure do. Come on, baby, let's go ahead and go. I don't give a damn what you say to him. I don't give a damn what he say to you, because I know when I leave, he's leaving. So, see you later. Fuck you. Bye.
Right. I'll be like, that's why I bought her that motherfucking dress. Yeah, drool all you want. Yeah.
You so stupid. That's why I follow that motherfucking dress. You so silly. Okay, Mom, I got a question for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss Jazzy.
Well, she might got us on mute. She might be mocked right there.
Did you unmute her?
Yes, I did. Sometimes
no, we gotta cover the basics.
Yeah,
right, just be talking like, ah, oh, damn, oops. Okay, but all right. So, how do you feel about relationships in the workplace?
Relationships
we had
in the workplace. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are you for
them
or are you against them? Yes, we had this discussion, and I feel a need to reiterate on some stuff because exactly what I thought and what I said is exactly what happened.
Right. Well, first of all, hopefully both of y'all are single. Oops, yeah, I said it. Actually, I'm against it. Technically, I'm against it. And in 99.9% of the way, I'm just going to say, just keep it 100. Reason why, because, you know, y'all get to messing around and shit get real and down that shit goes sour. Now you got to go to work and deal with this motherfucker every day. You dig? And some motherfuckers be petty and start fucking with your coworker just to fuck with your head. You dig? Now you over there fucking up all the motherfucking potato chip cutouts because you thinking about this other motherfucking manager in the back. What the hell are they doing? So yeah, you know, I'm kind of against it. You know what I mean? Not yeah, yeah, 99.9% against it. Yeah, because of the backlash. Mm. You know what I mean? Now they're acting funny. Instead of just putting the papers on your desk, they just throw them at you. You dig? Now you got to explain to everybody why they just threw all your goddamn paperwork at you. You dig? And call you a dirty, nasty dog in front of everybody at the job place. You dig?
Mom,
so,
okay.
So yeah.
So y'all hear me? So, yeah, well, hello.
Now we can hear you, Devin.
All right. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
My bad. I'll act like I got some sense, monster. I will act like I got some
sense. Oh, what I miss?
But yeah, we can hear you.
What did I say? What I miss?
What'd you miss?
No, because he.
What did we?
He has said that I don't know how to act when the can't take me nowhere and all this other stuff. But I had asked him what is his opinion on relationships in the workplace.
I say, hell no. That's my opinion. Fuck no. Don't do it.
Okay.
Run, goddamn.
Please explain why, and if you have a scenario.
You say, wait, you want me to explain why?
Yeah, and if you have a scenario. I got a scenario.
I'm going to tell you why, If you are fucking somebody and y'all work in the same place, that person is going to be jealous of whatever they see. That
mm-hmm.
is a fact. It is not going to work. Or they going to feel some type of way because you doing this. But nigga, that's work. That's what the fuck you don't understand, bro. That's work. This other shit is something
mm-hmm.
totally different. It don't got nothing to do with this shit over here. But motherfuckers don't understand that, so they want to mix everything together. And that's where the problem come in, because you can't leave your personal life separate from your business life.
Huh.
So that is all exes all across the board. Hell no, don't do it.
Real spill.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn.
You can't sum it up better than that.
No. But if you know better, you're supposed to do better.
But that's just the thing. Motherfuckers know better and still don't do better. So it be fucked up.
No, you girl. I'm air high-fiving your ass again from St. Cloud. Bam, there it is. So,
hey,
okay, monster.
Hey, hold on, Cam. I'm going to say this piece and I'll let you go. Hey, that's real spill, because I be telling you, now these motherfucking second pieces and mistresses be trying to get rank and shit. I be like, what? But it is what it is. It is what it is. Go ahead, Cam. What was you going to say? Don't judge me. Pray for me.
Okay. My prayers might not go past the rafters, but, you know. okay, so in regards to what you said about hopefully both y'all single, that'd be a negative on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you serial? You would sit there and jeopardize what you have at home because you want to go play with something that's not a guarantee? What you have at home is a guarantee. Well, that's not necessarily a guarantee, but legally it is a guarantee. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't, and I just think that is the most craziest shit to do, because you are in a confined space with this person. The thought that this person is on the other side of a wall breathing is going to make you want to go stab them in the ear with a spoon.
That is why I'm divorced today. What the fuck you talking about?
Well, damn. Okay. That is why I'm not married. I have been engaged. Girl, I've been engaged. Yes, I have, but then I thought about it. I don't want to wake up to that, and then I know that, you know, it's not in the workplace, but it possibly could go to the workplace. My dude work where I'm at, and then I have to go ahead and punch him in the fucking throat because somebody is talking to me, and he has a problem with that. No, I can't get down like that. No, no. So, no,
I'm not married. Let me tell you something. I had an altercation where I actually went against all rules when everything was telling me no and decided to date somebody that I was working with. We end up getting into a fucking fist fight at work. Goddamn.
Oh, damn.
in front of our boss's office.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, you couldn't even be like, no, what happened was, nope, it was just all right.
Nah, but my boss seen everything. Everybody seen everything. Like, I was just like, bro, leave me alone. Like, I'm walking away from a situation. And everybody already know I'm a fucking hothead anyway. I'm a fucking Aries. Don't piss me off. That's the bad thing to do. Like, I'm telling you to go ahead about your business, bro. Leave me alone. I'm straight. We good. Just go on about your business. But you want to walk behind me talking shit, grabbing on me, bro? Stop touching me. Don't fucking touch me. And what he didn't know was he grabbed the wrong motherfucker.
Ooh.
And we were fighting like niggas. What the fuck you talking about? And he got fired and I beat him.
Oh.
You done here.
Oh.
Well, damn.
Okay. Right.
Really?
Okay.
Hell no, I wouldn't do it.
No, I won't do it. I can't do it. I refuse to do it. I mean, I'm to the point now, I don't even want a dude to live in the same state as me. If we're talking, we're going to have to talk, and you're going to have to live somewhere else because I don't want to see you every day.
I agree with you. I agree with you to a certain extent, but you ain't going to want to travel to get no dick all the time, though.
Hold on, baby. Let's pump our break. Let me tell you something, baby girl. I will eat a freeway up. I'm not scared to get in a plane and fly. You know what I mean? If I want it, then I'm going to go get it. If it wants me, it's going to come to me, honey. Yes.
Listen, when you need it right then, and you don't want to have to go all the way over there. You want him to be
okay.
Like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. No.
No, baby. See what it is. Let me tell you what it is. What it is, you let it build up. You know what I mean? You concentrate on what it is you need to do. You know, because at the end of what it is you need to get done, hold on. Okay, hold on. Because you know that after you done sat there and you got your grind, you got your righteous hustle on, when you do decide to go ahead and go for yours, because you might want it then, or you might feel like you need it, but you really don't, because what you need to do is get your money. You go ahead
right.
And work hard, and you play harder, and then you come back and go ahead and go back to work. And when you need that motherfucking tank filled up again, you know what I mean, you go ahead and take that trip or have that trip come to you. Whenever you get done, Boo Bear, that's how you do it. That's how you stay on top. That's how you stay with your concentration. I'm 42, and it took me this fucking long to figure that shit out.
Well, I can't say shit because I'm a whole single motherfucker at this bitch.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm talking to somebody.
I'll be like, stop talking to me. Dang, why you look so mean? Mm-hmm. Nigga, I was hoping you wouldn't say nothing. Shit. But we talking.
Why?
What do you want?
I'm talking to somebody, and I love the setup that we have. It works. It works for me. It might not work for you. E-Monster, the muscle net over there with that swole up shirt, it might not work for
no,
you either. But it works for me.
Oh, wow.
You got one in earlier. I love you. We lie. We lie now.
She just threw me under the bus. It is what it is. But
I said I love you, though.
That shit don't work on me. That shit don't work on me.
Fuck it, then. I'll beat you with some water balloons.
But, hey, there were some great things, hey, that I think personally that we talked about. This is more like a sex therapy moment. You dig? you know what I mean? Just a Wednesday. But
was doing some mind hunching, baby. We was mind hunching.
Right. But hey, there's some things that you brought up that I may want to talk about next week. I love how you talk about the different city. I'm on the fence with both of you guys on that. You know, I kinda like sometimes when you take that long drive or whatever, but I hate it to get there.
I agree with
over with.
I agree with it, but I agree with it. I was just saying that it'd be nice when it's like, hey, pull up. You feel me? But yeah, I agree with
right.
It's better when I know I'm gonna go and I'm gonna show up and show out and leave out. That's great.
Right. But at the same time, sometimes I don't be wanting to wait. You dig? I mean, I don't want my shit right.
That's my point, Master. That was my point.
Yeah. So,
we'll talk about that some more next week. And also, we could talk about, Ms. Kim brought up, or I think it was Jazzy brought up, risk. You know what I mean? What are people out here risking their relationships for? Likes on Facebook? You did because some dude talking sweet to you and your
Oh, my
your
God.
Inbox.
Yeah.
You did.
You said I talked about that,
you know
next
what I mean?
Week. I got a whole story. I got a whole social media story.
Okay, we set.
Can't wait to talk about that.
Okay.
Or we can
I'm
do it on
sure
Karma Karma Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tomorrow? Yeah, we can talk about it then too.
Tomorrow.
However we want to do it. We can do it both of them. I don't give a damn. You dig?
Okay.
Yeah, it's some real stuff. So all right, we'll go ahead and do our shout outs. Just remember, people, you can always check the shows out. If you miss any of it, you need the information again on anything, remember, you can listen to the links 24/7, 365. Just go to monsterusradio.com, go to show links, and it'll take you right to Blog Talk Radio, or go directly to blogtalkradio.com/monsterusradio, and you'll find all the links. So I we'll go ahead and start with the ladies. Let's see, we'll just go ahead and put out here. We'll start with you tonight, Kim. You got some shout-outs?
Yep. I got to give it up to God first and foremost. Without him, none of this or us will be possible. Give it up to Dirty Earn, E-Monster, Monster Us, mm-hmm. with a U-S, Regio, Miss Jazzy B. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Hope to do it again. The listeners and the followers. And then I want to give it up to my big me, my big baby, my Duran. That is my 23-year-old son. He said I got a star, but I knew I had a star when I found out I was pregnant with him. Love it. We love it.
Look, she got all sorry. Even though you put out my hood name, it is what it is. What you got?
I'm going to give a shout out to my two beautiful babies, DeCajunay and DeZavion. Shout out to my mom and my twin. And shit, my two co-hosts, E-Monster and Miss Lady. And shout out to the world. How y'all doing?
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, y'all know how I do it. I try to do something. I give out shout-outs. People get mad. They start water blowing in my house. Then I got to send my dog to bite you on your ass. And I'm going to hit you with my BB gun. Pow-pow. So, all right, shout-out to everybody that likes, comment, and share the links with the show. I got mad love for y'all. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. It's Karma Cafe. There are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. You dig? We got our therapist chair. We call in and vent. You know what we talking about. Don't beat nobody up at work because they acting funny. You know what I mean? That person that come put the fish in the microwave, got the whole office man like, Ussy, don't bust them. Put their ass in the microwave. Monster is ready alive. You dig? We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. We're going to do what we call our sexy picks for the night. So check it out. This is David Corey. It's called Up and Down. This is Jazzy Beef. Jazzy B's sexy pick. So, all right, y'all. Y'all have a good night and do something sexy. Do something different. Grind with it, homie. Don't just keep trying to long dance. It is what it is.
We live.
You
should be paid.
Girl, I'm just saying that you do me so good, good, good. You drive me crazy. What you do with your hands? Didn't know it was possible. You understand. Said I work so hard, so I should get to play hard too. I never wanna be disrespectful, but I know that you love it too. I know I have your heart, and you know you got mine too. And we can do whatever we want, cause it's me and you. You know I love when you're sexing me, but even more when you're on your knees. Set me free. You know I love when you're on your knees. When you go up and down, can we go another round? Girl, you're doing something brand new. You know I love it, I love when you go up and down. I just wanna see your face, make it look good, babe. Real good, babe. You wanna say? Oh,
Cause no one give me the same. No hands when you do it. Ever when you get right to it. When you say that you love me, you know how to prove it. Said I work so hard, so I should get to play hard too. I never wanna be disrespectful, but I know that you love it too. I know I have your heart, and you know you got mine too. And we can do whatever we want, cause it's me and you. You know I love you when you're sexing me. But even more when you're on your knees. And you know how to set me free. You know I love when you're on your knees.